This picture illustrates several points in connections with slopes and mass movement. Firstly, there is the near vertical slope of the chalk cliff in the distance. This resulted from wave attack at the base of the cliff, causing the rock above to collapse. Removal of collapsed debris from the foot of the cliff and further wave attack helps to maintain the steep slope. Subaerial processes of weathering have little time to affect a steadily retreating cliff face. Where the seawall and promenade have been built in front of the cliff, in the foreground, subaerial weathering processes have begun to modify the cliff profile. There is also evidence of mass movement along the coast. Wooden groins have been constructed to lessen the effects of longshore drift of beach material. The picture is of St. Mary's Bay in Kent.